Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The average cost of food in Kentucky decreased slightly during the third quarter of 2018. Kentucky Farm Bureau Communications Director Todd Bright says that's good news for consumers.
Surveys conducted during the first two quarters of the year were indicating an in-slight increase of 1.35% and then 2.19% in the second quarter after a year of declines recorded throughout 2017. So the overall food costs for this quarter decreased 0.83% from the second quarter, with the total cost of all 40 items in our market basket coming to $117.30.
Bright says poultry showed the largest decrease.
The numbers for the third quarter were a little bit of a mixed bag. We saw some declines along with a few increases. Most notably was a decrease of a little over 8% for poultry products. Now, the poultry category includes whole fryers, cut fryers, chicken breasts, and eggs. And all of the items in this category experienced price decreases during the year.
He adds fruits and vegetables and pork prices also inched down.
The next largest drop came by way of fruits and vegetables. That declined 2.88%, and followed by pork product, which fell by almost 2%.
We'll have more in a moment.
40 years of the greatest show on dirt. The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Louisville's Freedom Hall November 8th through the 10th, 7:30 nightly. Come on out for all the action, including the bull riding. Ticket prices start at just $10 all three nights and are available at Ticketmaster.com. The rodeo's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Exposition. Visit livestockexpo.org for more information.
Farm Bureau Communications Director Todd Bright says beef products increased during the third quarter.
Dairy products, which saw about a 2.5% increase, followed by beef products, which increased by 0.43%, and grains remained almost unchanged. So while we see kind of the different fluctuations within these different product categories, the fact is overall consumers in this quarter are paying about the same amount for food as they have in the past few months.
He says the overall price decrease is good news for consumers, but notes farmers only get a small part of every dollar.
Shoppers in the U.S. spend only about 7% of their disposable income on food each year, and these costs remain far lower than any other country in the world. Today, the average U.S. farmer produces enough food and fiber for about 154 people, which is a significant jump from an average of 19 people per farmer back in 1940. The farmer's share of the retail food dollar in America is down. According to the USDA Food Dollar Series, a farmer earns less than 15 cents per dollar that's spent on food.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts of the Farm Bureau Radio Network.